Dear God, I pray that you will fill these beautiful girls with your Holy Spirit and fill them with courage so they can just talk what you want us, everyone here to be able to hear. Amen.
Right, so today I'm going to talk about Jonah's faith and how he gets sort of angry at God's compassion for his enemies. So the first thing that stood out to me, if you want to open your Bibles, if you have your Bibles, to Jonah, and I'll give you a minute to do that. So when I was reading through Jonah, the first thing that stood out to me was Jonah 1, verse 8. And it says, "So they asked him, 'Tell us, who is responsible for making all this trouble for us? What kind of work do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you?'" So I'm going to go around and ask four people these questions to start with, so we can just sort of do that.
Hello.
So could I have four volunteers? Do you want to do it? Four volunteers, if your hands up. Yay. Ask the question again, yeah? You're fine, no. Right,
I'm
so.
Three.
So I'm going to ask you, what kind of work do you do?
I'm a physio.
That
means I try and make people feel better when they don't like moving much.
yeah, so that's all right. Right, so where do you come from?
Constable.
What is your country?
England.
And from what people are you?
The human race.
Thank you. That's all right, that's fine now. Thank you for that. So Jonah's response to these questions was what got me sort of drawn into the book of Jonah. He's answered, which was Jonah 1 verse 9. He says, he answered, "I am a Hebrew and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven who made the sea and the dry land." So as I just showed you there, we say when you get asked those questions, you say from what you sort of do for your life. Whereas I was sort of made me think, how do I answer questions? And do I put sort of the word of God in my heart when I'm answering questions? And it made me realize that I don't always do that. So it was sort of a thing where I needed to, you know, we need to think about God more when we get answered questions. And because he said, like, you know, "I'm a Hebrew and I worship the Lord." So that's what he, where he belongs to. And that just sort of really amazed me, really. So I was then reading on through the book, and then in Jonah 1, verse 17, and the first verse of Jonah 2, it says, "Now the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God." And this sort of shocked me because I was like, even though Jonah was stuck in the belly of a fish, hungry, anxious, and it must be like dark, you know, and just really sort of a dark place. And he still remembered to pray to God. So it just sort of showed me that whatever I'm going through or whatever anyone's going through, that they always, like, God is the answer always. And also prayer is the answer. You sort of need to remember that even if you're going through something where you don't think there's an outcome to it, just pray. That's definitely like the best thing you can possibly do. So one line of Jonah's prayer really sort of got me, and it was Jonah 2 verse 7. It says, "When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple." And, you know, he says, when my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord. And even when times are low and you are thinking that nothing can help you or get you through anything, you need to remember the Lord. You know, Jonah did this even though he was near his death. He was on his deathbed and he still remembered the Lord. He still prayed and he still had the courage to do that. So it made me realize that even if I'm going through a bad day or a bad time, that I just, even if I pray, even if it's just like a little prayer, like one word or a few words, then it's just a prayer, you know, and God will listen to you. And then also in Jonah 2 verse 10, it says, God commanded the fish. And I think that it's easy to forget when times are foggy or it's hard to understand that God can do anything. He can do what he wants. And we see this in Jonah 3 because he used Jonah to go over to Nineveh to proclaim his message to the Ninevites, and because he knew that they weren't doing like the ways of the Lord. And his aims were to save the Ninevites from their evil ways. And they were changed and they believed God's word. And that sort of showed me, you know, God can do anything using us or using people's thoughts or using our work or prayer or anything. God can use us in many ways to sort of get out the word. And in Jonah 4, everything sort of changes for Jonah. So it sort of, you know, it starts to say, he prayed to the Lord, isn't this what I said? Lord, when I was still at home, this is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, God who relents from sending calamity. So it just sort of made me realize that, you know, Jonah got a bit angry at God because he saved the Ninevites, and Jonah doesn't really understand why God has forgiven his enemies, and he gets sort of frustrated with this, and it's almost like Jonah doesn't want to sort of share the grace with God, with anyone, whereas that made me realize that I sort of, if I'm with my friends, that I really need to sort of get out the grace of God and what it really means to be a Christian. And it's almost like Jonah has forgot being saved from the fish because he's sort of acting in this way where he's just sort of anger towards God when he was saved. God saved him from that fish. And it just made me realize that we cannot forget our salvation. We cannot forget how gracious God is and how amazing he does. So that was what I was going to say today. And I'm now going to hand over to Alina, who will sort of spin that out a little bit more for you.
Good morning. Last week, Andrew talked about... Oh, thank you. Andrew talked about Jonah 3 and how after Jonah arrived, the Ninevites repented and were saved. But in this chapter, Jonah was more than a little bit frustrated by this. But we who are lucky enough to have been led to God's love and are therefore saved are, as it says in Matthew 22, the parable of the wedding banquet, invited to the internal banquet of heaven. Now, this is only because of God's grace, but I was recently told an acronym, and if you know me, you'll know I love acronyms. GRACE, so God's riches at Christ's expense, and it's like we are so lucky to have God's grace. But in Jonah 4... Jonah says that the people who had sinned in Nineveh were bad and didn't deserve to be saved and shown the love of God. And God said that they can't blame those people who have sinned in Nineveh if nothing has been done to show them the right path to lead them to God's grace. So like in Jonah 11, it says, or Jonah 4:11, it says, should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left? So when we pass people in the street doing something bad and sinful, you know, let's all try not to judge, because I know I do it, and I pass someone, I think, okay, you know, I'm a little bit judgy, but really we should be thinking about how can they be helped to find God, or have they not been taught what's right from wrong like those people in Nineveh? But the only people with the right in this whole universe to judge are Jesus and God, but yet here we see God showing mercy. So I know I'm going to try and make a resolution to try not to judge people. Hopefully some of you guys could join me on that one as well. So, yeah.